Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast. I'm your host, Jaden Schaefer, here with Jamie McCulley, my co-host. We're going to be talking today about different AI tools that you can use for side hustles. And specifically, the side hustle we want to talk about today is podcasting. We've talked a bit about this and audio kind of stuff a little bit this week. But specifically, I wanted to talk about the AI tools that I'm using for podcasting and the ones that I think, you know, you can use if you're either starting podcasting or you're interested in the audio side hustle on Spotify, or using, you know, helping people with audio on Fiverr. There's so many different side hustles and audio plays such a big role. So specifically, I'm going to be talking about all the tools I use for, you know, podcasting and whatnot, but this applies to virtually anything you do in the AI space with audio. These are the AI tools that are going to be game changers for you. How are you doing today, Jamie?
I'm doing well. I'm excited for this episode. There's a lot to dig into here, and I feel like the podcast world can benefit most from AI right now because there's so many language apps, so many utility with voice AI, all kinds of stuff. So I'm excited to get into it.
Cool. So for those that don't know, Jamie is an absolute legend on YouTube. The man has like 130,000 subscribers, something like that, on his and his wife's channel called Jamie and Sarah. And they talk about different side hustles and all sorts of stuff. So he has put together this list of tools that we're going to be going over today. And I'll also talk about ones that I have found. But the one that I wanted to talk about first, well, I guess first what I'll say is a little bit about my personal podcast workflow, how I pull this thing off and the tools I use for that. And then I would be curious if Jamie, if you're using any of these for like audio stuff on your YouTube channel, see some like potential there, but I'll go ahead and kick off my workflow. So essentially for me, when I'm preparing a podcast episode, my main podcast is called AI Chat. We just passed 1 million listens on it. And that's the thing I've been working on for a long time. And essentially how I do that is I'll go and look at breaking news in my niche, which is AI. So I'll go and I look on Google News and different tech journals and newsletters, whatever. And I'll essentially go and find a few different articles on like one topic. So if a company has like a big announcement, or they come up with a new product, or they raise a lot of money, I'll pretty much go find like three articles about that topic, and I'll dump all of them into ChatGPT. Now, I will say, and I'll essentially have a prompt written out that's like, hey, summarize these articles, hit the main points. If there's a quote, use the quote, and like keep it. Any interesting bits of information, write it in this style. I have like my whole prompt that I use, and that's essentially how I generate my content. And the one thing that I will say, that this might be a pro tip for anyone looking to do something similar, whether that you're creating blog posts or any type of content, is a lot of times when you do this kind of like article consolidation, you grab like three articles and condense them into one to get this still the best points. ChatGPT, it's like too much content for ChatGPT. It's like too much text pretty much. So what you can do in that case is go to Poe.com, which is made by Quora. It's just a tool they've used that essentially lets you access and use a bunch of different AI tools. And there's one on there specifically made by Anthropic. It's called Claude. And Claude has a massive context window. You can put an entire book into Claude. Like you can upload the PDF of a whole book and ask it questions about it, and it'll give you answers. So Claude's amazing for that. I would use that. But yeah, that's essentially the beginning of my workflow on... And so sometimes I have to use Claude if the articles are too long. If they're short, okay, then I can use ChatGPT. But yeah, between the two, and they're comparable outputs. So yeah, that's essentially the beginning of my workflow on a podcast.
I have a question as far as that goes for you, Jaden. So we were kind of experimenting with writing ebooks using ChatGPT, specifically about the Amazon Influencer Program, which I know you know about. But it kind of got confused when we asked it to write an ebook. We were just kind of messing around with it, and it kind of pulled some information from the Amazon Associates program. I mean, kind of combined. Have you ever run into that with like information being not 100% correct or needing to
read
it at all?
always have to proofread it because it does get confused. Honestly, sometimes when I'm doing, so for example, something with like the Amazon Influencer Program, and also for anyone listening, if you were trying to get ChatGPT to write about something really new and recent, I mean, of course, I just mentioned the news that I like cover. So that's like a prime example of this.
Yep.
I can't just go to ChatGPT and say, write me an article about Anthropic's $500 million round of funding they just did. Because, well, you know, ChatGPT, it's kind of, it doesn't have the latest data. Now, Bing's AI chat is better at that. And Google Bard is a little bit better at that. But still, ChatGPT, in my opinion, has like the better content. So that's what I'll always use for this kind of thing. But those ones do have like the latest news. There's a couple things you can do. If you have ChatGPT Pro, they have the web browsing plugin. So if you enable that, it can like pull out new stuff. But again, if it's confused about something, what I do with the article, right? I'm pasting in the full article. And I'm like, here is the content that you're going to be basing what you're giving me off of. And I think it's the same thing if you're going to do an ebook like that. If you just went to the Amazon Influencer Program's like terms of service and copy the whole thing and say like, write me a chapter about what they have to know about the terms of service, what's really relevant to them. Write me a chapter. And then, but yeah, you're just like, you're giving it the content and it's basing it off of that. I think that might be your best way to go about something like that.
Yeah. So it's still, you got to think of ChatGPT as your, as a tool and not like your full, it's not going to do everything for you. You still have to, it's just going to help you save time essentially. But you still got to make sure you're proofing stuff. Let's talk about a few other tools here. How about, do you use any specific editing programs for your podcast? Or is it pretty much start and do you like produce any of the audio with certain apps? What are you using for your post-production?
Yeah, so after it's recorded, I always run everything, even though my microphone's fairly decent. I run everything through Adobe Audio Enhancer. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. And there's a couple other ones that have come out that are kind of in the same space. But yeah, Adobe Audio Enhancer is the one that I think is the best. And it's actually free, so anyone can go use it. You don't need... a paid Adobe account, and they give you like 4 hours a week, I think, or so. Maybe it's a month. No, I think it's a, I don't know, whatever. Go check it out. I'm sure they change it all the time. But yeah, it's free. Use that. It's awesome. It makes your audio good. And then as far as like editing podcasts goes, I use Autopod, which I know it's went viral. So it's kind of like a lot of people know about it. But essentially what it is like right now, Jamie's filming his own clip of himself talking. I'm filming my own clip of myself talking. What's the best in this situation is if you have like four cameras, right? So like two angles for me, two angles for Jamie. You would essentially grab all the clips, put them into Adobe Premiere's timeline, and then you just click like Autopod edit, and it goes and automatically chops it up. So it's like it automatically edits it. And I believe you've used this before, haven't you, Jamie?
Yeah, no, that one is absolutely amazing. We use that for YouTube. I think there's some crossover here with some of these podcasting tools with YouTube because, you know, specifically if you're working on long form content, you're going to want to have tools to save you time. So that Autopod is a great one. Another one I haven't actually tried yet, but I've seen some pretty amazing demos of is Descript. That one is a text-based editing platform. So basically, you would just upload your full video, and then you can go through and if there was a paragraph or something you said that was incorrect or you want to take it out, you can just delete it. It can automatically remove your ums and so's if you want to do that. Although I don't know if you really would want to do that for a podcast, but for a YouTube video, you definitely would want to. So
100%. Yeah. So I've used Descript. It's actually really good. It's I love it. I don't use it actively because for the podcast, I like to have like ums and pauses because I want people to just feel like they're getting like the unedited, most authentic version of a conversation. But for YouTube or anything where you're like doing tutorials or teaching and you just want it to be as clean and professional as possible, makes a lot of sense. And it saves you a ton of time and it works good. So yeah, Descript is a great company. They've raised a lot of money. So they have like the firepower to make their software good. For anyone that's curious, the way that tool works is it's literally just based off of something like ChatGPT where you upload your video, it listens to it. And so the first thing that they use AI for, you upload your video, it listens to the audio of your whole video and transcribes it. So it makes a transcription. Mm-hmm. Then it feeds the transcription into ChatGPT and just says, hey, based off of this or something like ChatGPT, there's a number of other things. But they're like, based off of this, you know, identify all, like highlight all the words that are like filler words, and ChatGPT is able to like go through and do that. And then it just goes through and like edits those little clips out. So it's kind of interesting though, because the underlying technology is still just using ChatGPT to like do that editing. But yeah, no, great technology, great service. Descript is really cool. I've tried them out and I think they're fairly solid. I give them a passing grade.
Cool. So we've talked about the planning and shooting and editing of a podcast. One other one I really thought was an interesting program is CapShow. And that is basically if you're making any kind of content online, you can make fantastic content. It can be amazing, have great audio edited perfectly. But if you don't use the right keywords and SEO to distribute that, it's not going to ever get found or watched. So let me just read the description of this app. It will automatically write your episode's show notes, suggest a title, create a transcript, pull out quotes, generate social media captions, turn it into a blog post, LinkedIn article, all kinds of stuff. So basically you're getting, it's a similar to Descript in that you're kind of, it's transcribing your audio from your video, but then you can all, it will kind of repurpose it into different, forms for you for posting different things. So, I just think that's great. And then, you know, titling your video or your podcast the right thing, will make all the difference, which, if you listen to our last episode where Jaden talked about his podcast hustle, you'll know how important that is. So if you haven't listened to that yet, go check that one out. But yeah, so is there any other tools, Jaden, that you think are a must-have for podcasters?
Yeah. So I have a couple others, but like, so I'll just say, this is the first time I've ever heard of CapShow, so I appreciate you bringing it up. I'm just looking over their website. This thing looks really, really cool. So I actually do a lot of the stuff that CapShow does. So pretty much it looks like you just upload your episode and then it's able to like generate all that stuff for you, which is amazing because when you're trying to do marketing and you're trying to push it, like the more content you can create out of the least amount of work, the better. It's actually really cool. I have, I pretty much like have to manually write all my titles myself for an episode. This would be incredible if something else could look at the whole transcript of an interview. And come up with like my podcast title for me and like what's going to be the most clicked on and most interesting. And it's like literally based off your content. So I think that's cool. Something that I have that's like been annoying for me because I've tried to do this just using ChatGPT pretty much where I just literally, so like pretty much when I do an interview with someone, I will put in like their bio and a bunch of information about them and then get ChatGPT to write me like questions that I can ask them. And I have like a prompt that I use to do that. And then I try based off of those questions to write a title and description. But the problem is sometimes when I do an interview, it goes like, I don't want to say off the rails, but it just goes a completely different direction. And I just scrap the questions altogether that ChatGPT gave me because I'm like, oh my gosh, I did this other interesting thing I didn't realize. And I just dive deep on like whatever that topic is. So when that happens and I'm like, oh geez, I got to like sit there and manually think of the title and description because, you know, ChatGPT has no idea what the whole podcast was about. So in that scenario, this would be it. Fantastic to use something like CapShow to pull that up because up until now I've just been using ChatGPT to do it and it definitely has limitations where this is literally looking at your content and pulling it out. So
yeah, that's cool. A great point. Yeah, when we make YouTube videos and we usually come up with the title of the video first and then have ChatGPT write a description optimized for SEO, but this kind of reverse engineers that where it's like you have your video, it comes up with your description and everything for you. Which is sometimes more helpful, I feel like, for keywords, especially if you have, I know YouTube, they can optimize stuff based on the audio, not just the text. So if your text and your description matches your audio, you might have a better chance of ranking higher in search.
Yeah.
Too. So that's pretty cool. Pretty powerful.
Okay. I know we're wrapping this up. One last thing I wanted to mention that is really helpful for podcasting that I use AI for is whenever I do an interview, I do a custom podcast, like cover with like the person I'm interviewing on it. And I use AI for a bunch of different aspects of it. So this is what I do. And if this is helpful to you for any number of I imagine this will be helpful for a lot of projects. So whatever you use AI for, this should be helpful. But if you're doing podcasting specifically, this is helpful. The number one thing that's super annoying is like, I'll email someone. I'm like, hey, send me like your headshot so I can put it on the cover. A lot of times people are like, oh my gosh, like my current headshot's not that good. So they like go and get like a special headshot for this and they're like delayed or whatever, or they just never get it to me. And I'm like, look, I have like a schedule to keep. I got to publish this even if I don't have a... So what I've just started doing, I don't even ask people for the headshots anymore. I literally just go to their LinkedIn, grab their LinkedIn photo, And I use that. Now, the problem with LinkedIn photos is, so I guess the most basic way I use AI is I actually do this all in Canva, but like I remove the background. Canva has like a background remover AI that's awesome. And I know there's other websites that do it, but Canva doesn't like lower the quality or anything. Yeah. So
we use Canva too. It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Canva's amazing. And this is, this is the same thing. Everything I'm about to say is exact same for thumbnails, for YouTube videos. So the same thing. Okay. So the problem though comes when sometimes their LinkedIn picture is them, but it's just like grainy or low quality. What I've actually gone and done is there's a handful of tools, and I won't shout out any in particular because you can go do your research on this. Just Google like AI image upscaler. There's a bunch of different ones, and I literally will like put an image in there, and then it just uses AI and it just increases the quality. It makes it less grainy. It's the same picture, but it's just like less grainy. And so I can actually use it on the podcast cover. So upscalers are good. The one other issue I come in sometimes when I grab their headshot is like, it'll be, so for YouTube thumbnails, I recently had a YouTube thumbnail where like all I had was like, you know, the guy's shoulders, just like the guy's shoulders and up, because that's normally what you have on LinkedIn, your profile picture, right? But like for the thumbnail, it was like, if I just use his shoulders and up, it was like the whole thumbnail, the whole YouTube thumbnail would just get like his head. It was like so bad. So I went and used Adobe's autofill. And I know that Canva just released a very similar feature. So Canva's probably a good option for this. I know that Midjourney has a similar feature as well. So Midjourney, Canva, or Photoshop. But I've specifically done this with Photoshop and been successful. Where you do autofill. So I literally dragged the image down from his shoulders and out from his shoulders and said autofill. And it just like continued his shirt, what his shirt would look like down and to the sides. And it looked really good. Like it actually like looked legit. And I used that for a podcast thumbnail. If you look at my, go to my YouTube channel, Jaden Schaefer, I posted that interview I did with Jack McCulley. He's one of the co-founders of Oculus. And like, that that shirt he's wearing is like AI generated on that thumbnail.
No way. Yeah, that's cool.
Those are what I'm doing. But in any case, like we mentioned, there's so many different areas, so many different AI tools that you can use for different things. We're gonna do this segment every week. So if you're interested in different AI tools for different side hustles, we'll talk more about the side hustles and break them down in other episodes this week. But if you're interested in the tools, these are the tools we specifically use for doing these. If you have any tools you've used that'd be useful, let us know. You can let us know in the show notes, or if you listen on Spotify, you're able to send us a message. So shoot us a message. We'd love to hear from you. Tell us what you're using. Tell us if we missed anything. And otherwise, we will see you next week. It's been great. Thanks for tuning in. Make sure to rate us wherever you get your podcasts.
See you guys. Bye.